Welcome to episode 7 of Love Matters on African Pride Radio. It's been a long way coming. I'm amazed at the amount of growth, at the amount of people that has listened to us over this month. Thank you. And I also want to apologize that I've missed like 1-2 weeks. I haven't dropped a new episode. I apologize. I'm sorry, but I'm here again and I will always be here. Yes, I had to increase the tone of my voice just so you know that I'm always going to be here. So today, let us talk about questions that you should be asking your boyfriend or your girlfriend. My name is Aziza Tanu, and once again, this is Love Matters on African Pride Radio. Without further ado, can we go straight right into the questions that you should be asking your partner? Yes, especially if you see yourself being in a long-term commitment with them. Trust me, you do not want to joke with these questions. You just don't want it to be all about having good time, going on dates, and all of all those beautiful things that happens in a relationship. You should be serious about what you guys are having and ask real questions that would prepare you for the future. So let's go straight into it. Number one, you have to ask them if they have debt. Do you have any debt? Do you owe anybody any money? Ask them and let them answer you genuinely. And if you're this person and if you are placed in this position whereby your partner or your boyfriend or your girlfriend is asking you this kind of question, please, you honestly want to answer them genuinely if you truly love them and you see yourself with them in the future. So you honestly want to have them, if they're owing anybody any money, if they have any property that they've acquired but they are yet to pay fully, ask them about it. Ask them their plans, any plans they have on paying it. So that's number one. Ask them if they have any debt. Number two, ask them if they're willing to have children. Don't just assume because, oh yes, of course, anybody who wants to get married must want to have children. No, ask your boyfriend or your girlfriend or whomever you're with if they would want to have children. Ask them about their plans, how many kids they would want to have, what is their plan, what is their parenting style, and also ask them what is they are taught on family planning. There are different forms. So ask these questions that has to do with procreating. You do not honestly want to miss that part. Now, ask them what their career goals is. Do they see themselves being in the current organization they're working with for a very long time, or whatever business they're doing, is it something that they see themselves still doing in the future? Ask them these questions. What is their career goals? Just so that you also may help them with their goals. Ask them, what do you see yourself doing? Do you enjoy your job? Do you love what you're doing currently? Have those deep conversations. And also on to the next, ask them how they feel about having a joint account. Or do you see you and I putting our money together in the same place? Do you see you and I putting our money together in the same bank, in the same account? Ask them. From there, you read the body language, you understand how they feel about you, you understand their trust level with you. So ask that question. Then this also has to do with finances. Ask them who will be paying the bills. Don't just assume. If he's a man, then he should be doing it. Ask him. Don't just assume as a man that she has to support you. Not every lady is cool with that. Do not make assumptions. Ask questions. Ask them, who will be paying the bills? How are we going to pay the bills? What is the plan? Ask. Also ask them how they feel about family and friends coming over. How they feel about your family or your friend coming over, sleeping over, if they would like it. And also be honest with yourself how it would feel if his friends or his family come over, especially if he's a family man or if she is a family woman. Ask this question. Before I continue with the next, I want to remind you that African Pride has a modeling agency, and you can always have access to that by going to www.africanpridemagazine.com/modeling. And also, African Pride do have a dating site. Just log on to styleofup.com or www.africanpridemagazine.com/dating. So that is it. On to the next question that you should be asking your boyfriend or your girlfriend is about religion. If you're a religious person, ask them what they feel about religion. Ask this question, especially if you guys are not practicing the same religion. Ask questions. You honestly want to be on the same page with whomever you want to get married to or with whomever you see yourself being with for a very, very long time. You guys have to be on the same page on almost everything, if not everything. And even if not everything, they must be willing to make compromises just so that you guys can live in peace and have an amazing long-term relationship together. Then also ask them questions like, if anything should happen in the future, are they cool with not having any children? Ask this question might come off as being sensitive, but ask this question. You want to honestly know how or where they stand about this issue, especially if you have a health history of that might pose as a threat to your fertility. You want to ask this question and not just sweep it under the carpet. You want to ask this question. It might help, but you still have to have the conversation out just so before you get right, before you get deep into the relationship, you want to know where you stand. Also ask them how they feel about you being a stay-at-home parent. How they feel about you working from home. Don't just make any assumption. I've said this a million times already on this episode. Don't make any assumption. If there's anything that you feel like should be asked, answer that your gut feeling, answer your instinct, and just ask. And there is also this one that is also very important to me. Trust me, I am going to be asking whomever it is I want to get married to how he feels about us sharing the same room, or how he feels about him having a separate room, I having my separate room. Let's just have this discussion. So if you're like me, who feels like I should have my personal space or whatever it is, and you want to ask that question, I might end up changing my mind in the future, but you know, you just want to ask just in case. So if you are like this, you want to ask, oh, how do you feel about me having a separate room and you having a separate room, or still, you know, we can share the room and sometimes I want to have a space to myself. How do you feel about that? Right? And lastly, this one is if you're with somebody who is very traditional or comes from a culture that, you know, feels like it is a woman, or is a woman that should always be helping around, is only a woman's work to do the chores. So you honestly want to ask, how do you feel about helping me around the house? How do you feel about helping me with the kid at home? Have these conversations. I hope that you've been able to learn one or two things and understand that you just have to ask questions with when it comes to being in a relationship with someone that you see yourself being with for a very, very long time. So that is all we're going to be having. A special shout out to the crew members of this program, to the executive producer Arowolo Nuruddin Olaiwola. I say thank you very much, and to you who is always listening, thank you so much. I remain Aziza Tanu. You can always catch a glimpse of me on Instagram at Aziza Hanu, and that's all we're going to be having until next episode. I love you. Bye-bye. Mwah.